We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 9 lines from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. What we learned so far is the Mishnah says that lulav ha-gozel v'ha-yaveish is pasul, that a lulav that's stolen or dried out is pasul, and the Gemara was medayik. It's mashma the whole entire yontif, it's aser, not only the first day. So the Gemara says bishlam yaveish, which is a psul hadar, that applies the whole week, even by the rabbanans, because we know the first day of Sukkah's lulav is the raisa, the rest is the rabbanan. So hadar, which is something essential to the etzem lulav, that applies even by the rabbanans. But lachem, which is learned out from lachachta lachem v'yev harishay, that's only the first day. So why does it have to be yours, even the rest of the yontif? So my answer is a mitzvah haba b'avera. Since the person stole it, it's a mitzvah b'avera, and not yet it's a mitzvah. And once we brought a pasuk to prove this idea of mitzvah b'avera, we learned that from a stolen carbon, the Gemara brings another memra about stealing a carbon. Rav Yechanan, 9 lines from the top, Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan, Shem Rav Shim ben Yechoy. Ma'i d'chsiv, what's found in the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Kani Hashem oyev mishpat soynei gezel ba'oyla. Hashem says, I hate having an oyla brought to me, a carbon oyla that was stolen. And even though Hashem owns the whole world, so even though someone stole it and gave it to him, it was always Hashem's. Especially a oyla, like Marsha speaks out, where the whole oyla goes on his back. Nothing, the Baal doesn't eat any part of it. So there, so maybe you'll say, Taina, it's not a problem. Still Hashem says, no, I hate that. Moshul melech basa adam, shoye oyver al beis hameches. There was a king who was passing by, the tax collector, you give example, going to a toll booth. The king owns the whole entire region, and he's going on his bridge. And he comes to the toll booth, he tells the servant, give taxes so I go across the bridge. They told him, it's all going to your pocket. Because everything's yours. Many yelamdu kol oivri drachim le'evrich la'atzman ha-meches. For me, everyone will learn that you don't ditch the taxes, you have to pay the taxes. Even though everything belongs to me. Afikar Baruch Hu, Omar, Ani Hashem, Soinei Gezel Ba'ila. I hate Gezel, even though it's a carbon oila, and even though everything's mine. The many Yilamdu Bnei Banai, my children will learn from me, V'yivruchu Atzman Ay Gezel. They won't steal, and they won't bring Kabbalahs from Gezel, they won't steal, and they won't bring, we see, even though Hashem belongs to everything to Hashem, still, he doesn't like Gezel. So he brought this memra, Agav, the Halacha before, that says that you shouldn't bring gezel for a carbon. That's mitzvah b'avera. Brought this drasha with a mussel. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Back to our cases of lulav, our halachas of lulav. It's banami. Omer Rab Ami. We bring a raya that our Mishnah it says lulav ha-gozel is pasul. It's cause of mitzvah b'avera. It's banami. Omer Rab Ami. Yavesh pasul p'nei she'ena hadar. Yavesh is pasul. Why? Because it's not hadar. It's not beautiful. It's dried out. Gozel pasul should have a mitzvah baba avera. It's a mitzvah baba avera. That's a gozel's pasul. So the first Rav Ami who says like this idea that the reason why lulav is pasul is because of mitzvah hababa avera, not because of lechem, because lechem only applies v'yam rishon, and mitzvah avera applies the whole week. So the Gemara pligad Rav Yitzchak. This Rav Ami and our Gemara really is arguing Rav Yitzchak. Because Rav Yitzchak doesn't say Hashem Shmuel, there's no problem on mitzvah b'avera the whole week. Look at Rav Yitzchak. Don't Rav Yitzchak on Achmeini. Amar Shmuel lo yishanu. The whole psul in our Mishnah of lulav ha-gozel, a stolen lulav, is only a psul el v'yom tov rishon, only on the first day of yontov. Avo v'yom tov sheni, which means the rest of yontov. Mitoich yoytze b'shaul, just like the yoytze with a borrowed lulav and esrig. Why? Because no din lechem. Yoytze nami b'gozel. You also yoytze with a gozel with a stolen one. He doesn't hold off mitzvah haba b'avera for the whole week. And Tosfos on the bottom speaks out that of course Shmuel agrees to the idea of mitzvah haba b'avera, because he holds, since it's only the Rabbanon the whole week, the din lulav is only the Rabbanon, by the Rabbanon they weren't chayshish for mitzvah haba b'avera. They weren't worried about mitzvah b'avera by the Rabbanon. That's what Shmuel holds. And all the Mandema argues on that. So upon him, Rav Yitzchak v'shem Shmuel holds that lulav ha-gozel, the entire week, is kosher. Only on the first day, aslachem, it's not kosher. Masha of Nachma Yitzchak. Nachma Yitzchak is an attempt to ask a question from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, lulav ha-gozel v'ha-yavesh is pasul. The Mishnah says that lulav that's stolen and dried out is pasul. Ha-sha'ol, it didn't say borrowed. Let's say a big chiddush, that even if it's borrowed, it's pasul. Ha-sha'ol, it's masha, if it's borrowed, it's kosher. So, Amos, when is this, these words of the Mishnah talking about? If it's on the first day, then sha'ol would not be kosher. Borrowed would be possible. Ksiv lechem, mishlechem, has to be yours. V'hai lav deo, it's not yours. Elav, v'yam tosheni. What's he talking about, v'yam tosheni? V'katani, gozel is possible. Most is talking about Yontif Sheni because it means the rest of Yontif. And that's why Shaul is kosher. But still, Gozel is possible. What's Pshat? Must be. Mitzvah Abba Baveiro. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Kasha on Rav Yitzchak Moshem Shmuel that L'chayra, here you see that there's a problem of Mitzvah Abba Baveiro the whole week. Amar Rav, no. Lo'olam Yontif Rishon. Bad saying we're talking about Yontif Rishon. V'lo'yim Bayekama. The Mishnah is talking about Yontif Rishon. That's where Gozel is possible and the reason is because Lachem. Why didn't it say a bigger Chiddush Shaul? So Rav says, no, Gozel is a bigger Chiddush. It's Pashat Shaul is not yours, and that's why it's Pashat that the first day it's not kosher. Aval Gozel, for something that's stolen, you would think, since someone steals it in front of your face, maybe you would think that if someone steals something from you, you meet right away Miyayish. I see someone stole it, he's a robber, I'm scared of him, I'm Miyayish right away, and maybe it belongs to him, and maybe it is good. For Lulav. Remember, we're not going mitzvah baba vera over here, so maybe it would be good. Kamash Malon, no. There is no Yish and it doesn't belong to you. That's what Kamash Malon is, that there is no Yish. Because he figures, let him take it now, and then I'll go to court and I'll get it back. I know who the exact guy is, so I'll go to court and get it back. So that's what comes out of Gemara. This Gemara is not master so much like Tosfos, who said that Shmuel holds of mitzvah baba vera. Because that would be the case, it still wouldn't be a chiddush. Because lulav gozel would be pashal. So mitzvah ba'avera, but upon him, that's what the lemaisa. That's the pshat. That's what Gemara gets out of the raif mar mishnah. The real time we yom tovishin. Why didn't say a bigger chiddush? Oh no, gozel is a bigger chiddush. Even though you would think there's a stam yiyush, still we say there's no yiyush. He does not give up, and it does not belong to the robber, and therefore it's not kosher.